We have so many people hanging out with us for our 2014 Lamplighter Award Show. We've got a stellar lineup. We've got Tamala Mann bringing her crazy, unprofound husband, David Mann, better known as Mr. Brown, Marit Brown Clark, J. Moss, Beverly Crawford, Ernest Pugh, Jessica Reedy, Patrick Dobson, Ruth LaAntre, and the man that you hear laughing in the background is none other than Mr. Producer, writer, composer, extraordinaire. Has anybody ever called you the Smokey Robinson of gospel?
No, nobody's ever called me that. You're the first.
I'm the first.
You're definitely the first of that.
If you haven't guessed who I'm talking to right now, it is Donald Lawrence. Donald, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great.
You know, I was just thinking about you just the other day, and I said, you know, I'm going to talk to Donald, and I'm like, he writes for everybody. He's always making hits, and he can sing himself. I said, he's like the Smokey Robinson of gospel music.
That's funny, but great. Smokey Robinson is definitely a great writer and entertainer, and done a lot, definitely, for sure.
Well, so is my friend Donald Lawrence, and we are so glad to have you join us. This is your second time. I know I remember you coming one time before.
Yeah, this would be my second time coming. And you guys honored me last year, but I didn't know about it in time when I was out of country, so
yes.
I didn't get to come. But yeah, this will be my second time coming through.
And I think Lejeune stopped by and picked up the award for you.
It was actually Arnetta.
It was Arnetta Merle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I sent her.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to having you. The tickets are going like crazy. I mean, you know, when we put people's names up there like Tamala and Donald Lawrence, tickets just start flying off the shelves.
That's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that, and I'm looking forward to being and celebrating with you guys.
Well, Saturday, December 6th, Donald, we're looking forward to you and your amazing talents. You know, you have those hits, The Gift, Back to Eden, and even Back in the Day, Seasons. People are still singing those hits today. And, you know, you just write, like I said, you write for yourself and you make hits for yourself and you write for so many people. As a writer and for people who are trying to be writers, what advice would you give them?
Well, you know what, I try to let the song come from a pure place. Like, I for me, everybody has their own process, but writing for me is just how I do my day. I don't go to the studio and, like, sit down and try to write a song or go to the piano and try to write a song. I'm usually doing it, like, while I'm walking around, while I'm in the gym, or while I'm on a flight somewhere. It's the ideas in my head, sometimes the melody is in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember it, and usually by the time I go to the studio, it's to put it down. It's not necessarily to write it, but that's just my process. It just happens to be the way I find to make the song really pure. And then I think I was influenced by people that I consider to be timeless writers, meaning that their songs just never get old. They
right.
just kind of come and they blast for that. And, you know, it's people like Andre Crouch and Walter and Edwin Hawkins and Twinkie Clark, Thomas Whitfield, Luther Vandross, and then some musical theater writers like, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Stephen Sondheim. Just those are my musical influences.
Absolutely. And because of that, you have won numerous awards. I mean, if I went down the list, we'd be here for hours. But congratulations, by the way. I think one of the latest was it the James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award that you wore?
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Stella Awards did that for me.
Absolutely.
And that was definitely an awesome honor. I was glad to receive that. You know, I when they asked me about it, I just said, I'm too young. It just seems like it could go to somebody else who's been here for a little bit longer than me. You know, I think that I've been here for a while, but I guess because I've done so much in the time, and it
you
wasn't
really
just
had.
Focused on my career. I did it with others, so many other careers as well. That's kind of what they looked at, you know.
I mean, they're looking at you like, man, you've won over 22 Stella Awards with us. I mean, what else can we give you?
I forget about it sometimes because it seems like the years, you know, when you work so much and you're so inside the work, you don't sometimes get a minute to just take a minute and breathe the moment, you know. I've always been working so much inside the moment that I've of late try to make sure that I take the time to really enjoy and appreciate moments, because when I was younger and, you know, I just really worked all through the moment, and so it was like, okay, what's next, you know, to do.
Just ready for the next thing. I mean,
yeah, you know, I'm just a detailed person, so I'm always trying to make sure everybody in my team is good, and I'm just such a caretaker. So in the moments, rather than me getting a chance to celebrate, I'm too busy worried about, is everybody okay?
Wow.
Is this done? Is this that done? Is that done? You know, just it's just kind of how I grew up, you know, being, I think I've always had to lead. So my mentality is to always, you know, manage things. It just never has been able to sit back and be the one to be managed, you know. So that's kind of, sometimes it's great to have great ability to have, but sometimes it can make you miss moments because in the moment you're steadily, you know, working and making sure everything is correct and you're not given a chance to just take it all in.
So in other words, you kind of have that Martha syndrome, you know, the Mary Martha, you're always trying to do stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Donald, it has truly paid off not only for you, but for us, because you bless us with the music that you record as well as the music that you write for others and they record. So all around, you truly bless us. And we're looking for you to come bless us on Saturday, December 6th at the DPAC. I keep telling everybody we're going to pack out the DPAC. It's one of the largest arenas that we have in this area. And, Donald, it looks like we're going to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really awesome.
So we just want to encourage everybody to get their tickets today, right?
Yeah, get your tickets today and come and see all these wonderful artists and celebrate the Lamplighters Awards. I think that's really great. It's a great testament for what you guys do in the area, just for the Raleigh-Durham and that whole area around there. It'd just be great to see everybody come out and do their thing.
Absolutely. Now, one last thing you were talking about, you're always looking forward to the next thing. What is the next thing for Donald? What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, I got quite a few records I have to do next year, but I guess probably the newest thing on another odd path would be, over the last 7 years, I've been kind of looking at how you could therapeutically help people via song and lyrics and melody. So I kind of started reading up and doing some research and taking some part-time study in the field of music psychotherapy. And
wow.
I have this idea of song psychotherapy. It's about how to kind of clinically help people via song and lyrics along with the clinical or spiritual psychology. It's kind of a hybrid that's not really out there yet, but it would probably fall under the field of music psychotherapy or mm-hmm. music therapy. So in that, I created a couple ideas of the idea of a TV show that kind of found people with issues, and we helped them resolve the issue via carving and penning a personal song. It was like a trophy to help, once we got them to get over their hump, uh-huh. they would go back to it as a trophy to remind them what they accomplished. And Mitchell Solari asked me to pitch the same idea to radio. So I pitched the idea to radio, and actually Doug Banks and his whole team loved it, and they signed me to a production deal last year, and we're launching a new radio show, syndicated radio show via Doug Banks Media, called Music Therapy with Donald Lawrence. And it's going to be talk and music, and it's going to be what I call song psychotherapy. And it's pitched to Urban HD Radio and Gospel Radio, mm-hmm. all radio formats.
Well, as you say, you never slow down, do you?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about something, and there's always something that you don't really have a template for, so I got to figure it out while I'm doing it, you know. Absolutely. But that wouldn't be me if it wasn't trying to do something that I feel like hasn't really quite been done. And most importantly, I just enjoy creating music and things that help people through their worst moments. And I think that, especially in the time that we live in now, people just need some help and to really understand a lot of things about life. And you know, it's always a choice. I always say that, and it's from a teacher that I study, that you know, once you understand the mind and once you understand life, you can choose peace. You have an option to choose peace no matter what you're going through. And absolutely. I want to teach people how to do that so they can realize that even in the worst moments, you can still choose peace.
Amen. Well, Donald, I love it. I always love talking to you. You always
Thank
have
you.
Something new going on, man.
So, yeah, that's the new thing, song psychotherapy. That's what I call it.
And when can we look forward to maybe?
Actually, the show is going to launch in January.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Well, until then, we will see you on Saturday, December 6th at the DPAC in Durham for our 2014 Lamplighter Award Show. Again, thank you for blessing us.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
All right.